Evolution and creation. It's an authority issue.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the children's rhyme book, D is for Dinosaur. Well, Ken, when you talk about the evolution-creation controversy, what do you think is at the real crux of this issue?
A lot of people believe that when I talk about evolution, I'm thinking about so-called ape men, fossils, the age of the Earth, dinosaurs, and so on. But evolution is much, much more than this. You see, evolution is a whole philosophy of life. It's really an attempt by fallible, sinful man to try to explain life without God. In other words, by evolution, I mean that people build their whole worldview on human opinions. Now, when I talk about creation, people think I'm just dealing with such things as the 6 days, Noah's flood, and so on. But by creation, I really mean that God, who's creator, has revealed to us in His Word all we need to know about life in the universe. In other words, by creation, I say that God's Word must be foundational for all of our thinking. The creation-evolution issue really is one concerning authority. Do we accept that God is the absolute authority, or fallen man? Christians need to accept that we must get our answers starting with the authority of the revealed Word of God.
You'll be surprised at how much the Bible talks about dinosaurs or dragons. Just read Ken Ham's booklet on dinosaurs when you log on to AnswersRadio.com. That's AnswersRadio.com for your free booklet on what really happened to the dinosaurs.